Well, snowboarding may be a relatively recent addition to the Olympics, but hardly anyone would question that it's actually a sport. Commentator Frank DeFord says purists still quibble over some other Olympic events.
With the addition of team figure skating to the Olympic manifest, I wasn't surprised to hear from my grumpy old pal, the sports curmudgeon. "Hey, Frank," the crabby kibitzer said, "when are you going to admit that anything that calls itself a sport that has music outside of halftime ain't a real sport?" Actually, there are other sporting defenders of the faith who are even more critical. They maintain that any sport, any, that is resolved by exterior judges rather than by the participants themselves is not a true sport. "Boxing is not a true sport," I reply. "Hey, most boxing matches are determined by judges scoring, not referees counting to 10. "Well," they say, that's different. See, it's not easy to qualify what makes a sport a sport. My broad, more inclusive definition would simply be that any time you compete in a physical activity, you have a sport. The key words to me are physical and compete. I think, for example, that perhaps the greatest athletic feat of the 20th century was Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay conquering Mount Everest. But however rigorous, is mountain climbing competitive? Ah, but curling is a sport because, yes, even on one knee, you're physically playing against someone else. In terms of the purity of sport, I would say that the ultimate is when one individual goes directly against another mano a mano, where you must not only compete, but compete against your rival's attempts to stop you. That, to me, is sport at its highest pure level. Wrestling, tennis, and fencing would be good examples. Some speed sports are a touch below. Runners, swimmers, and short track speed skaters do race against each other, but racers don't have to contend with an opposition's defense. I put auto racers, jockeys, and bicyclists down another notch because they must depend on an apparatus to propel them. Then in my ranking, the next-to-last category of pure individual sport involves the likes of golf, bowling, shot-putting, and ski racing, where you perform by yourself and then are measured against others you might not even see. Finally, at the bottom of my sports purity scale come the sports that are judged. Figure skating, yes, and gymnastics, diving, the half-pipe. Are these really sports, even if the competitors must influence judges rather than beat opponents? Well, yes, in many respects, winning a gold at figure skating is more similar to winning an Oscar than winning Wimbledon. But figure skating is physical and a competition, and that makes it a sport for me. Of course, you, like the sports curmudgeon, surely won't agree with my analysis. You're right, Frank, I don't agree. But that's my definition, and I'm sticking to it. Bring on Tchaikovsky and the double axels and the dimwit judges.
You can hear commentator Frank DeFord every Wednesday on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.